93.7, the River, River City's classic rock, Dog and No Joe Show, the Double D edition today with Dog and Dana. More rounds of Lickus and Wing coming up. We got the four packs, Global Winter Wonderland tickets coming up, my category, anything goes. Dana's doing Disney, so we'll get to that here in about 10 minutes. Plus, we got the cash, another $1,000 here shortly. Now to this, though, and I want you to think nice and hard, because Sacramento, it's a beautiful place to live. I love it here. Most people that live here do love it. But traffic sucks, like a lot of cities in Sacramento. And I want you to think not about the traffic, but shopping, parking lots, okay? Mm-hmm. The worst parking lots in Sacramento. And it doesn't have to be Sac proper. This could be Roseville, Folsom, where have you. The worst parking lots when it comes to traffic and congestion and ease or how hard it is to park your car, the worst in the area, okay? 766-9370, sacb.com. They did a story a couple days ago. And one of them that I think is the notorious worst in Sacramento did not make the list. And we'll give you the ones that they said made the list. But I've got one in particular, and it's hell. And we used to have to go into this parking lot a bunch, and it's awful. It's gridlock. It's mayhem. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing in this parking lot, but it didn't make the list according to SACB. So I ask you, what are the worst? 766-9370. We'll just get right to it, okay? This is the number one. Now we'll start at number two, according to SACB, okay? Number two is the Safeway at 19th in Midtown. I think everybody's been in there for something. You know, you're going to the bar, you're doing whatever downtown. You need something, you pull into the Safeway. I've been in there I don't know how many times. Everybody goes in there, and they say the parking's bad. I don't remember it being anything notable, but that's just me. And then top of the list, in at number one, and I've never been here. If I have, I don't remember it. Folsom Boulevard, Trader Joe's. Out of all the people that the SACB.com surveyed, they gave that the worst rating as far as congestion and ease out of all the parking lots. So I ask you, 766-9370, what is the worst in Sacramento? And hopefully, I want to see if anyone could pick the one I'm talking about, because I don't think there's anything worse, and it's a huge, huge parking lot. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Welcome, Aaron. Good morning.
Hi.
I know what one you're talking about.
I want to see if you do.
Lohmann's.
Lohmann Plaza.
Horrible.
Horrible. It is. That's not what I'm talking about. And no. I was just there 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I parked on the street and I walked across into the plaza. And I hadn't been there in a while. I can't believe all the crap that they've stuffed in there now. I mean, it's huge.
I know, but you parked across the street. Why is that?
Well, because I know when I've met my match, I know my patient level, and I looked at it, I surveyed it, because I came up, I did the U-turn, I pulled up that side street, I parked in back of everything, and I'm like, I'm not even going to mess with it. And it wasn't that far of a walk.
There's a back street out of there. And then it's very dangerous to go, like, north on, is it Monroe or something?
Yeah, I think it is Monroe.
I don't even think people should attempt that. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, Lohmann Plaza is congested, and I avoided the whole thing. But here's the thing. If you don't park in the parking lot, it is a short trip across the street, and it makes it pretty easy because they got the breezeways and all that stuff. So it wasn't too awful. I'll give it to you. It's bad, but it's not the one I'm thinking of. But I appreciate it.
My other one is Tao, and I don't know what it is, but the Safeway, they have crammed so much in that one, too.
Yeah.
And the aisles are skinny for cars to go up and down.
Sure.
And like, oh, my goodness. Horrible.
I appreciate it. I'm going to go to Kim. Kim, what are you thinking? Worst parking lot in Sacramento when it comes to shopping?
Oh, my gosh. Any Trader Joe's that you go to.
Yep. Well, what is it with
anywhere.
That? What is it with that?
Trader
because
Joe's.
I hit the one all the time in Elk Grove Boulevard, down in Elk Grove. You know, it's stuffed in there. There's a Cost Plus, and there's like a Tilly's, and I don't know, America's Tire. Every time you go to Trader Joe's, they're rotten, all of them.
They're tiny little parking places. There's just no room. They don't plan them very well, any of them.
Hey, have you heard this? My wife and I were arguing about this the other day. We were driving somewhere, and she told me she had heard that Trader Joe's have to be placed so many miles from a university or college. Have you heard that?
Never. I've never heard that.
Meaning they won't put them in non-college towns, and they will only put them so far from a college. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
I wonder why
that's why it took so long to get into Folsom, once they got Folsom Lake College up there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but she was talking about that she had heard that somewhere, seen it on Facebook. So I appreciate it, Kim. Let's do Grant. Grant, good morning.
Morning.
Okay.
The worst parking lot for me has to be Arden Fair Mall.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, I did forget about Arden, and we work right across the street from it, so we're always, or I'm always bouncing over there doing something. I did forget about Arden. Okay, but I'm still going to give Arden the number two for my list because I think there's one worse, but I'm in agreement. Arden is rotten because you got to come in off Arden. You got to turn left or right once you get in, and it's so freaking sprawling, and there's cars parked all the way to Arden. They've got those overhangs that are solar now, you know, the smud covering. I mean, there is just nowhere to park unless you park in back. Now, if you go around the back, it's not as bad, but in front, it's useless. There's nothing there. They even have valet freaking parking there. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. Arden Fair. Let's go to George. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. The worst one ever is, and it's funny because it has a Trader Joe's in it, is Roseville Square. They're at Douglas and Harding.
Okay.
It is
not
narrow. The spaces are tiny. It's terrible.
George, are you a up front as often as you can or park out as far as you can kind of guy?
Whatever I find first.
Is that how you do it? See,
yeah, me? I mean, if I go in and there's nothing close, then whatever I find, because I don't like wasting my time driving around looking for a parking spot.
See, I don't either, and as soon as I go into a sea of cars, all I do is I try to find the farthest spot away that's easiest to get to, and I'll walk. You know, I used to do it because I didn't want door dings and all that. Now, I'd rather get the car parked and get out and walk and navigate that way than drive around and waiting for people to back up because I just don't have the patience.
Absolutely.
So, I appreciate that. Let's do a couple more. I just want to see if anyone, and I'm looking here at the list that you've gone through, Dana. I don't see anyone that's picked the parking lot I'm talking about. And this is in a spot of Sacramento. Yeah. It's a huge, huge hub, the one I'm thinking of.
There's one guy who has my parking lot on here.
Oh, he does?
Yep.
Okay. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
And?
I've got three of them for you right off the top, but Pavilions has got to be the worst.
Okay, where's Pavilions?
That's the Dave and Buster's parking lot, right?
That's over on Fair Oaks Boulevard. It's right down the street from Lohman's Plaza.
Yes.
Next to Kaiser.
One of our coworkers that we work with here, I was in the car with her, and this old person in a minivan rear-ended us, just was not paying attention in that
parking.
Guys. Oh, yeah.
In her car?
Yes.
How long ago was this?
This was probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrible parking lot.
I'm not familiar with all these parking lots because I'm not, you know, I do a lot up here, but yeah. I'm not really familiar with everything.
I think it's the drivers in that one, not so much the structure of it.
Yeah. Oh, so it's the drivers. It's not the actual design of the lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Dana, what is the one you're talking about here?
So mine is the Truxell parking lot where the Walmart and the Home Depot and the Michaels are right off of 80.
Okay, you're talking about the Marketplace.
The Marketplace.
The Thomas Marketplace. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolute worst.
There's Robert, is that what he's talking about with Truxell?
Yep.
Yes. That is undeniably the grand champion of crap parking in Sacramento.
Yes. And the one across the street where the Chase and the Chili's are, that one's pretty
Chipotle?
Bad too. Yeah, because it's really narrow and people are just always driving the wrong way. But the one across the street where the Home Depot is awful because people have to cut across lanes to get to different lanes. And
if you're going to go to the theater, there used to be the
awful.
Hooters was in there. Is Hooters gone from there too?
I thought that was the only Hooters that was left, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's gone. I haven't been in there. I avoid that parking lot.
It's awful.
It is awful. You turn in, and like, let's say you want to go to the theater, the Hooters, or the In-N-Out, and I think there's one on the border in there. You turn, and it's just every man for himself.
There's no people coming at you from every which way.
And people know if they wait and do it the right way, they'll never, ever get out. It's the worst designed, most awful, jam-packed parking lot in Sacramento.
I have to drive aggressively there.
Do you go there often?
Well, I used to because my mom worked at the Michaels, so I know all the fancy little ways and around
zigzagging,
things.
Yeah,
because otherwise I would just explode.
All right, maybe we'll take some more of these. I know a bunch of people out there have a parking lot they want to list, but I can't believe that, Danny. You and I are in agreement on that. And Thomas Marketplace, it is awful. 766-9370. Here comes the cash.